Nolte, Disgraced 60 Minutes Stands by Its Debunked Ron DeSantis Hoax. By John Nolte on April 7, 2021. Although its political assassination attempt against Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, has been thoroughly debunked as a hoax and conspiracy theory, the long-disgraced 60 Minutes is standing by its smoldering pile of fake news. Over Easter weekend, the long-disgraced 60 Minutes deliberately and falsely accused DeSantis of accepting a $100,000 super PAC contribution from the public supermarket chain in exchange for awarding Publix a China virus vaccine contract. This did not happen. Two Democrat, state officials said so, as did Publix, a regional chain that gives money to both parties, most especially Florida politicians. Side note, in Florida, Publix is like the homeless in New York or human feces on the sidewalks of San Francisco or carjackings in Detroit or hate crimes in Los Angeles. You can't throw a rock without hitting one. On top of its pay-for-play lie, the long-disgraced 60 Minutes was also caught deliberately and maliciously editing video of DeSantis to make it look as though he dodged and bulldozed questions 60 Minutes far-left correspondent Sharon Alfonsi asked. After the full video was uncovered, it not only became clear Alfonsi was heckling and taunting DeSantis, but that he answered her questions in detail and to the satisfaction of any reasonable person. This is what the long-disgraced 60 Minutes edited out. Nevertheless, because the long-disgraced 60 Minutes is not interested in restoring its long-lost integrity and is only interested in retaining its status with a left-wing corporate media cult that will not brook any kind of honesty that might benefit its enemies on the right. In a statement released to Fox News Tuesday, the long-disgraced 60 Minutes stood by its proven lies. When Florida state data revealed people of color were vaccinated at a much lower rate than their wealthier neighbors, 60 Minutes reported the facts surrounding the vaccine's rollout, which is controlled by the governor. We requested and conducted interviews with dozens of sources and authorities involved. We requested an interview with Governor Ron DeSantis. He declined. We spoke to State Emergency Management Director Jared Moskowitz twice, but he declined to be interviewed on camera for our story until well after our deadline. The idea we ignored their perspective is untrue. Counter to his statement yesterday, we also spoke on the record with Palm Beach County Mayor David Koerner. Our story Sunday night speaks for itself. And yet both Moskowitz and Koerner, who are both Democrats, slammed the story as a bald-faced lie. This statement, of course, is also a lie of omission. The premise of the story is that DeSantis is guilty of pay-for-play with Publix when the facts prove. Remember when the media were interested in facts? Yeah, me neither. DeSantis had nothing to do with choosing Publix and that Publix throws money at just about everyone. So what the long-disgraced 60 Minutes did was 1. Take a perfectly normal and usual Publix political donation. And 2. A decision DeSantis did not make to give Publix a China virus vaccine contract. To 3. Manufacture a steaming pile of fake news. But even after they have been caught red-handed lying, the long-disgraced 60 Minutes stands by its bald-faced lie. Because the corporate media are not about truth and accuracy. The corporate media are only about pushing race-baiting and left-wing propaganda and lying. Lying, 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 and then lying some more. Big kudos to DeSantis for not pulling a Mitt Romney or John McCain, who was a war hero. DeSantis instead refused to sit down with the long-disgraced 60 Minutes, because he knew they were only out to destroy him. This was an excellent piece of judgment and we need more Republican politicians willing to admit the corporate media are the woke Gestapo and that doing business with them proves you are either a sellout or a moron. It is long past time that all of us, not just Republican public officials, ignore the fake media. Instead of always reacting to these godforsaken liars, we need to concentrate on getting our own message out, pushing our own narratives. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.